For example, pairs generally attended the same school and were often in the same classroom, exposed to the same teacher and instructional style. But as adults, they will venture into separate lives, have different experiences with partners, have different experiences with work, and no doubt become parents at different times in their lives. Some twins will go to jail while their co-twins will not. Some twins will smoke while their co-twins will not. Some twins will build large friendship networks while their co-twins will become socially isolated. And, as a final example, some twins will become vegetarians while their co-twins will eat meat. We look forward to this opportunity to hold family and genetic background constant while seeking to illuminate the effects of such divergent life experiences. In keeping with the themes in this book, we expect some, but by no means perfect, continuity from early life. We also expect that some study members who were otherwise at risk for problematic development will prove resilient. It will be our job to understand the process by which such developmental outcomes were avoided, but it will also likely be the case that some E-risk children who seem to be developing well will end up not fulfilling their earlier developmental promise. So it will also be our goal to understand why. There are also exciting new questions on the horizon for the 1,000 Dunedin study members who have entered midlife, and thus exciting new adventures on the horizon for us developmental explorers. Our plan is to continue to track each study member's personal pace of aging when they are in their 50s and 60s, again using the many biological markers we measured repeatedly at ages 26, 32, 38, and 45. Repeated measures of telomere length and epigenetic methylation will enable us to test whether changes in the pace of aging also track changing genomic systems. We will investigate what factors from study members' childhood speed up or slow down the pace of their aging, and whether a lifelong accumulated history of psychiatric illness is linked to faster aging. We will also be able to evaluate whether and how an individual's pace of aging relates to changes in adaptive functions, including physical fitness, cognitive functions, and MRI-assessed brain structure and function, as well as sensory functions of hearing, taste, and vision. In keeping with the themes of this audiobook, we expect continuities from early life, but we will also look for experiences and characteristics that single out the study members who show the most resilience, remaining conspicuously young.